And I'm excited about it. You know, what takes place in our Thursday service. But you know, you may have heard me talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, that the power that the Holy Spirit gives us, right? We talk about praying in tongues, speaking in tongues. We heard God give a message in tongues, and it was brought into English. So the power of the Holy Spirit is important in a Christian's life. And you know, I can tell you over and over and over, it took me a while to grab a hold to it, because the denomination I was in didn't talk about that. But I've through the years, I have walked through this, and I'm learning that the Spirit of God is powerful. Amen. It's powerful. And the more you get into it, the more power that you have when you use the Spirit of God. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about the Spirit of God in Jesus. And, you know, the title would be, Jesus Went His Way. So many times, Christians, we feel like we get attacked. People come and try to, you know, say bad things, which they do. But they said bad things about Jesus, didn't they? But Jesus went his way. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures and give you a scenario of what Jesus was going through at this time. So I'm going to set the stage with you. He's ministering in Nazareth. He was a hometown boy. He was ministering in his hometown, and he was trying to get people saved. You understand? But you know, and Jesus did not preach the sermon to heathen society. He was preaching to the Jews. And you think about this, who were in covenant with God. It'd be like Jesus coming here and preaching to us. We're Christians, right? So he was preaching to the Jews with the covenant with God. And these people were looking for the coming of the deliverer, right? All the old movies you see, they waiting on Jesus to get there, and Jesus standing right in front of them. And you know, we have to understand that he also... As you know, they were looking for the deliverer, as it was predicted in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was saying he's coming, he's doing this, doing that, and all this kind of stuff. And this was the most exciting news that these people have ever heard. Now Jesus shows up, and they had been believing that the Messiah, the deliverer, would be there. He would soon appear and be. But right now, he's right in front of them. Basically, that's what it was. Jesus was right there in the middle of these people, talking with these people. And you know, one, they had been watching and waiting for Jesus' heavenly, or his heaven miracle, I guess you could say, the miracle working Messiah. They've seen him do these things. He's healed people. And then now he's going to come up and say, here I am. Here I am, guys. I'm him. Can you imagine? It kind of reminds you of the way things are now, that, you know, we tell about the word, how it gives you strength. The word, it helps your faith grow by hearing the word. And then people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that. They don't even want to get saved. They don't believe in that. And you know, and I don't want to put it out there like a scare tactic, but when that time comes, it's going to be scary for that person that doesn't know Jesus. They're going to hell. It's just plain and simple. But you know, like I said, these Jews have been believing and waiting on Jesus, the deliverer, to come before them. But you know, he was ministering and they did not believe him. They didn't believe Jesus or his sermon. You see what I'm saying? He's saying, he's giving them the word. He's giving them the good news. But they don't want to hear it. And they were determined to get rid of this heretic Jesus. They wanted to get rid of it. And what were we going to do? They were going to kill him. They were going to kill Jesus. Jews were going to kill Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you know, we have to see it in his word that the response to the preaching of Jesus wasn't very good. And you know, not only did he get that left foot of fellowship, they were kicking him out, right? I mean, he's the Messiah. He's told them, I am him. But they would not believe him. And so he got kicked out. But the congregation also wanted to murder him. That's in the Word. And you know, when you dig into the Word, you see that. And you know, they didn't believe him. They didn't believe his sermon. Instead of receiving the good news, they determined to get him out of the way, out of the picture. They were going to take him, and you know, the scripture, we're going to read it a little bit. They wanted to throw him off a cliff. They wanted to kill him. And that, you know, you think about it, what nerve. But it goes on right now. How many people don't want to hear the word? How many people that have excuses to do something, and they, you know, Jesus is here. The Spirit of God is in this place tonight. We're coming. Each time we come in here, we're meeting up with the Spirit of God. That's awesome. We don't look at it as we just come through those swinging doors and we just want to sit and just say, okay, let's hear the word and then go out. No, it's not about that. You're coming into God's house. You're coming in expecting the unexpected of what he's going to do in his presence. Just like the people that didn't realize that when it was somebody sick, he healed them right there. And you know, if that happened right here and somebody missed that Sunday, be like Thomas, when Jesus showed up after he was crucified, he didn't believe him that Jesus showed up. I saw him, he was dead. They buried him, he's gone. But just like each and every time we come together in God's house, Jesus, the Spirit of God, is here. He's in here. Where two or three are gathered, right? So his word says that. So when we're in here, we're expecting Jesus. We're expecting Jesus to speak a word to each and to me. Every time I come in here, I expect Jesus, speak to me. I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? As we said, what are the three things we did for God this week? So what do you want me to do, God? What do you want? I'm here. Tell me. A lot of people hear that and they say, well, I want you to go do this. Oh, no, I can't. You know I can't do that. God wouldn't have told us if we couldn't do it. And in other words, if we can't do it, we don't want to do it by flesh. We want to do it by the Spirit of God. When we do it by the Spirit of God, nothing can hold us back. Nothing. We may think we're not capable of doing something, but through the Spirit of God, we can do it. All things through Christ who strengthens me. But you know, as we were saying about Jesus, he was ministering, and you know, they wanted to kill him. You know, think about that. And a hometown boy, a carpenter's son, and he claimed to be the Messiah of Israel. You know, you never know. I mean, I've seen some people ministering before. I said, man, I know them people. I knew where they come from. I said, man, they different. when you got the Spirit of God on you, you are different. You're not the same as you were. As we read right here, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on the flesh, their desires. Think about it. There's a lot of Christians that have fleshly desires, not the spirit desires. What your mind, what you following after the Spirit of God, or you following the things of the world and have those things on there? I want you to look in Luke 4:28. It says, when they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. I mean, I've had people get mad at me. Not like they did with wanting to kill me, though, like Jesus. And the synagogue were furious. In 29, jumping up, they mobbed him and forced him to the edge of the hill on which the town was built, they intended to push him over the cliff. Wow. Jesus being filled with the Spirit of God now. Now, remember I said it's important to have the Spirit of God with you and be able to be filled with the Spirit of God. And, you know, he spoke faith-filled words. And, you know, the Word of God, he gave it by revelation and, of the Holy Spirit. And when the people heard these powerful words that were coming forth, they were filled with rage instead of joy. Wow. Man, they rose up in a mob to kill Jesus. And he's trying to give them life and life more abundantly by hearing the Word of God. But they wanted to kill him. And, you know, I know certain people, you know, they've come to different churches. I've heard people tell me they went to a church over here, and they said, oh, I didn't like it over there, so I'm just going to find. Well, if the Word of God is going forth, why, they just like the people wanting to mob somebody. You see what I'm saying? That, you know, they hearing the Word, and it, got to understand, it's the Word of God going forth. Because the Word of God going forth, it's not going to fall void. It's going to accomplish what it's supposed to do. And people don't understand that. So when you speak something out of your mouth, it's going to accomplish what you said. So be careful what you say. Say the Word. Let the Word go forth. Hallelujah. But they rose up in a mob and wanted to kill Jesus. And they wanted to throw him off this cliff. And talk about having an impact on a congregation. I mean, like I said, I've preached in different places, but I never had something like that happen. People come up and they're ready to lynch me. There ain't no mountains around here, but you understand? I mean, people. I noticed one thing about a lot of people who say they're Christians, that they interpret the Word. And they only use it from what mentality that they have, not spiritually. Mentality. It's up here. The Word is here. And they're going by what the Word said. Maybe like this mob that wanted to kill Jesus. It was here, but it wasn't here. If they'd have put it here, they would have understood Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was the one that was giving them the Word of God. He was the one who was giving them a revelation of the Holy Spirit. He was talking to them about salvation. But they didn't want to hear it. They wanted to see it. You see, they wanted to see the Messiah. He was supposed to be coming in. He's supposed to be the King of Kings. He's supposed to come in, and we are supposed to bow to him. And you see what I'm saying? Their mentality took over from their spirit. They were thinking, and their terrible thinking, almost they tried to kill Jesus. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying here now? But, you know, Jesus of Nazareth was right there before them, and they couldn't accept it. Why? Somebody said, that's that carpenter's son. I've seen that. That little boy was running around that yard. I saw what he did. He threw a rock. He hit that other man, hit that donkey, and that donkey bucked that person off. I saw what that little boy did when he was little. You see what I'm saying? They don't do that around Bro Bridge. Oh, I remember that little boy. He was something. Oh, I remember when Big H, oh, he was something. Now he wants to call himself a Messiah? Wait a minute, something wrong with that picture. You understand? I mean, we could use anybody in here. We could use Ronnie, or, you know. I knew Ronnie. Oh, it ain't no way. I knew what he did when he was traveling all over the country. I know, he can't be no Messiah. You see what I'm saying? That's the carpenter's son, calling himself a Messiah. But we have to look at what Jesus did here. This is the first time he preached in his hometown after being anointed by the Holy Spirit. First time. See, while they were over there doing their sinful things, calling them the good Jew. Jesus was over there getting, he was in his little Bible college with God, spending time with the Holy Spirit. He was out there fasting, and he was rebuking the devil. You see what I'm saying? They were over there drinking their wine and having a good time, you know, and all of a sudden Jesus walks in and says, I am him. Here I am. Ain't that what he said? But you know, we have to understand that Jesus was relying strictly on the Holy Spirit. When that mob stood up to grab him to throw him off that cliff, he had to be full of the Holy Spirit, right? Now remember, we talked about this. It's in the Word that he laid aside his deity, right? He laid aside the power that of God, became a man. But he had to rely on the Holy Spirit to get him through, right? He had to be full of the Holy Spirit, relying completely on the Holy Spirit. Let's look in Luke 4, verse 30. And I want you to look at this right here, and it says, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. Wait a minute. They just jumped up and went to grab him and ready to throw him off of a cliff. But if the scriptures tells us, but he passed right through the crowd and went his way. Jesus just walked from the midst of the angry mob. That is a miracle. And you know, some people would say, yes, but he was Jesus and he was all powerful. He was with the Holy Spirit. But, you know, as we said, he laid his own power down and was now like any other man. He's just like any one of us. And, you know, we've probably been in some situations before where people were so mad at us, they were ready to beat us over the head or whatever it was, or they were cussing out and they were, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've been in situations like that. Jesus was in the same situation we have kind of been in. But they were talking about throwing him off the cliff, right? Throwing him off the mountain. And you know, it's because of the Holy Spirit. People think, well, yeah, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. Well, do you pray in tongues? No, I don't do all that. Well, it gives you power. I'm telling you right now, you see what it did for Jesus, and Jesus was a man just like us. You see what I'm saying? That we need that same power to get us through things that happen to us during our week or during our sometime when people try to come against us. And you know, I can tell you, I can look back, and when you know that what people have done to you and all this kind of stuff like they've done to Jesus. Well, I've never had anybody grab my arms and want to throw me off a cliff, but they thought about it. But you understand that by the Spirit of God, we made it through. What did we do? We walk right through the crowd. We walk right through it. We don't let that get a hold to us. Why? Because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're being led by the Spirit just like Jesus would do. And you know, we have to determine that Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit, just like us now. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit, we can use the Holy Spirit to help us. That's what he come for, right? To help us. And we have to understand that Jesus escaped with his life from a mob in Nazareth. He escaped. He got out of that situation. What did he do? He just walked right on past them. Didn't he? That's what it says. And you remember what happened to Judas as he betrayed Jesus. The armed men came by night to arrest Jesus in the garden. Right? What was that got to do with? Well, I'm going to show you. Look at John 18, verse 3 through 6. John 18, 3. He said, the leading priests and Pharisees had given Judas a contingent of Roman soldiers and temple guards to accompany him. Now, with blazing torches, lanterns, and weapons, they arrived at the olive grove. All right, let's look at the next verse. And it says, Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him, so he stepped forward to meet them Who are you looking for? Jesus asked. And the next verse. Jesus the Nazarene. They replied. And he said, I am he. Jesus said, Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. And look at the next verse. It says, and Jesus said, I am he. Now I want you to remember that. I am he. They all drew back and fell to the ground. Praise the Lord. They drew back and fell to the ground. Remember, Jesus remained in control of every situation. They came. Who are you looking for? I am him. Right? And he already knew what was about to take place. The Spirit of God. He knew what was going to take place, right? He knew what was going to happen. And he knew what was going to take place in his life. And when Judas and the armed men arrived, he asked them who they were looking for. He said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he responded. Now remember this. I am he. Now does that I am sound familiar? I am. Interesting that Jesus called himself I am. Which is the name for God. And why would he use the name I am? Because he was God, the God who laid aside his power to become man. He was the Messiah before the Jews wanting to take him out. He says, I am him. And Jesus called himself, I am. And that is God's name. Remember when Moses, is called? I am. And Jesus said the same thing when he was in the olive grove when the soldiers came to get him, to take him away. Praise the Lord. But he used that name because he was God, the God who laid aside his power to become a man. And he answered that question, another thing we need to look at here. And after he answered the question, they went backward and fell to the ground. And that was in verse 6 that we read earlier. What caused them to fall backwards? Yeah, think about it. The power, the Holy Spirit. Remember I said the power is in the Holy Spirit for us? We need the Holy Spirit because we're caught in situations maybe not like exactly like this, but there are situations that come up in our life that we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And he used it right there. That's what caused them to fall backwards. And because nobody hit anybody, did he? No, there wasn't no net to throw and catch them or whatever it was. It was because Jesus was God. And no one could lay a hand on him unless he allowed them to do it. Think about this. It couldn't be that. That we were talking about because he was God. Because remember, again we say, he laid that down and became a man. So it couldn't have been because he's God. Right? But he did use the name of God, I am. So it couldn't be that because he'd already learned that Jesus had already laid down and became man, right? He became a man just like you and I. So we have to understand that he couldn't operate as God on the earth because he was a man. He became a man to come because I really believe if God himself would have come down here on this earth, just like when Moses went to the mountain, he could not look upon him. The glory. If we ever had the full glory of God come in this place, lives would definitely be changed, and there would definitely be some repenting going on. And I don't even know I know we wouldn't be able to stand when the full power, the glory of God would come into this place. Sure, we have seen snidgets of it, of the power of God, the glory of God come in. Because you can just see it on people, their faces. And when the glory of God comes upon them, you can see a difference in them. But the full power, the glory of God would come into this place. And you think about it, a lot of the reason why the full glory has not really come is because some still have things in their heart that's blocking the full power, the glory of God. So that's where that repentance come in. We come in before we come into God's house to have our hearts pure before Him, repent before we get in here so that we're ready for the action of what the Holy Spirit wants to bring. Let the glory fall in this place. So we have to understand that, so it wasn't Jesus being God because he was man. So what was it? What happened? What caused that to happen that way? He did it on his own power? No. Remember, always remember, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He didn't work on it because it wasn't his own power. It was the Holy Spirit. And it was the power, not just the Holy Spirit. It was the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was his power source. When your cell phone battery starts to die down, you plug it in. Get the power source back up. And you know, whatever it is, your battery or whatever, camera batteries or whatever, not many people use cameras anymore, but we do. Plug it in, the battery gets charged up, and you're ready to use it again. You're ready to move. And the same thing with the Spirit of God. We have to, our power source can't be the things of this world. It can't be things that take our attention away from God. It has to be the Holy Spirit, the power source. God can use anybody. And he can also use a donkey to talk. He did. That's right. He did. But you understand what I'm saying? I'm not calling you donkeys, but I'm just saying he used a donkey to speak to a king. Think about it. Because the king wasn't what? He wasn't listening, wasn't he? He was running away. He was going, and what did I say before? We come into this place expecting the unexpected. There's people right now that has got the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, and they plugged in, and they come into this place, and they're ready for the power source to be fed to them so that they can charge up so that they can be used by God. And you see it each Sunday, you see it on Thursdays, that the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit is in here. You see it, what happens, what takes place. People are being used. Now, here I am, Lord, use me. I'm ready. And you know, God's going to give you the ones that have been given a word. They give you the word to move, to do what he wants to be done. He's going to do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. And a lot of times, as humans, we stop it. We stop the Spirit from moving. It's because, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. What happened here? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God can move. He got Jesus. Jesus used the power of the Holy Spirit to get him not to be thrown off a cliff. He just walked right past him. You see what I'm saying? He walked right past him. And then what happened when they come to the garden? They wanted to, they come and got him. And he said, here I am. Because he already knew the plan. You know, he was in the garden praying and all this kind of stuff. And he was not begging, but he was asking the Lord, Lord, is there another way? Because he knew what was going to take place. And he went to the cross. He died. Not just went to the cross. Before he got to the cross, he was beaten. And I really believe no regular human being could have handled what he took. because of the power of the Holy Spirit, kept him alive till he got up on that cross. What did it do? That ministered to the world. He was ministering all the way to the cross. And he ministered right there. And he set everything up. He did everything like he should. And, you know, he even had somebody take care of his mom. He had this and that. And all he had it all planned while he was on the cross. John, take care of mom. You know, just, you know, do this, do that. You know, and then he had one of the people on the cross saying, Mark, remember me when you get there. You're coming. You're going to come. The other one over here, guess what? He didn't make it. I mean, you may know some Christians like that. But this one over here says, remember me. Remember me when you get to heaven. He said, you're coming. You're coming. So we have to understand that Jesus was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, of the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power that Jesus had, because he was man, right? He laid the God down and he became man. So the same thing, he was a man, we're man, men and women. You see what I'm saying? We have that same opportunity to use the power of the Holy Spirit. But we got to use it. We got to be full of it. We got to have the Holy Spirit right there. But and trusting in the Holy Spirit. You know, somebody said, well, I'm going this way. No, the Spirit of God said, no, you need to go this way. Oh, it's so much shorter this way. I'm going to go this way. And you go that way. You ever been on one? I've been down one of them trips before and ended up stalled in a line of traffic, couldn't get through or nothing. And the Holy Spirit was already trying to tell you to go around. Oh, it's going to take me another 30 minutes out of the way. And you spent 2 hours in traffic. You see what I'm saying? That little things like that, we need the Holy Spirit. We need to follow after the Holy Spirit. Because do what Jesus did. When people start trying to ridicule you, start talking bad about you, Jesus went his way. He left them in the dust. And that's what we need to do. When people start talking bad about you, start talking about each of you, either one of you, start saying this, start saying that, just leave them in the dust. It saved with him following the Holy Spirit. Saved him from going off the edge of that cliff. You see what I'm saying? That we have to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Be plugged into the power source, which is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight?